Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Sirens were coming. There's Biden marching through Kiev with Zelensky today with air raid sirens, real ones, going off in the background. And their new Minister of Defense has called for an invasion of Russia and occupying Moscow that would 100% lead to nuclear war. And Biden has said that the U.S. is with Ukraine and NATO all the way. Here's what he had to say.
Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
But he won't go visit the collapsed southern border that's a war zone. He won't go to Ohio and the train wreck or send federal aid. Doesn't care about the 25 veterans committing suicide a day or the hundreds a day dying from opiates and fentanyl. Or another Chinese balloon. It's the exact same model floating over Hawaii right now. Or all the millions sick and dying from the poison shots. Because he's a puppet in chief. We're going to be covering all that today. You know, I knew from sources that Tucker Carlson was working very hard behind the scenes on exposing that January 6th was an inside job. And he had some of his production crew here last week. I'll just leave it at that here in studio with us. And I was getting critical of McCarthy, saying, where is the January 6th footage? Well, it turns out he's given all 42,000 hours of it to Tucker Carlson. And he's directed the Capitol Police to sit there with Carlson's crew, that's working around the clock, to go through the 42,000 hours. Pretty amazing stuff. Exclusive from Axios. McCarthy gives Tucker Carlson access to trove of January 6th riot footage. And just so happens, we already have Jim Hoff, a Gateway pundit, who's been on this more than anybody, other than Tucker Carlson, to talk about the 15 smoking guns of it being an inside job. 15 facts on the dozens of federal operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds of January 6th, U.S. Capitol, or the hundreds of armed snipers that were there and helped execute the whole operation. The head of the Gateway Pundit will be joining us at the bottom of the next hour, an hour and a half from now. We're going to be looking at all of this. It's a big deal because this could really bring down the deep state. Also, careful what you ask for. Fox is in that big multi-billion dollar Dominion voting machine lawsuit. Turns out in Discovery, they've got some interesting documents. Fox versus Dominion Discovery docs show employees admitting their products were, quote, riddled with critical bugs leading to incorrect tallies. Incorrect results. We've got that news. Also, ATF leaked documents reveal the Biden regime's plan outside of law to close down gun stores across the nation. A really incredible group of stories. British taxpayer-funded anti-extremist study run by British intelligence finds Shakespeare, Orwell, Tolkien, key texts for white supremacists, call for them to be restricted or rewritten. And guess what? The great author that wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and many books that I loved as a child, many books that my children love. I was just reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory last week to my five-year-old daughter. We've almost finished the book with nightly chapters. Instead of burning books, they just rewrite them. Now the Oompa Loompas are trans, and they're not allowed to call somebody fat. This is beyond book burning. It's all coming up today, and so much more. InfoWars.com, band.video, and newswars.com with the coordinates of freedom. If you want to beat the New World Order and override their censorship, share those links now.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you had an analogy or an allegory or a parable where tyranny was symbolized by horses, not picking on horses, he's using that as an allegory, then the current New World Order system we've got out of the whole history of horses is the Kentucky Derby winner, or the Triple Crown winner. It is the racehorse of racehorses. It is the tyranny of tyranny. They are going to rewrite and destroy all literature, all art, all culture. It's all being run out of the UK. That's the center of the New World Order. And a British intelligence-funded report is calling for restricting Tolkien, Orwell, and, of course, the evil Shakespeare as white supremacy. They are rewriting all of the author who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory's books. The Oompa Loompas will be trans, and so much more. This isn't just book burning. This is defiling people and great artists and stealing their identities. And, you know, I knew censorship was bad, but when I became the most censored person in the world by the establishment and patient zero for it, I learned that the worst part is they can misrepresent what you've said and done, and you can't challenge it in those forums in any way, and they literally create a new identity for you or a straw man. Now, I've been prominent enough that enough people have realized that I was a symbol of their attempted tyranny, so I've been defended by a lot of folks. But for the tens of millions of others that have now been silenced and censored, they don't get to do that because they aren't as prominent. So remember, what's done to Alex Jones today is done to Donald Trump tomorrow and done to you next. First they came for the, and I did nothing because I wasn't a, then they came for this group and I wasn't one of them. I didn't stand up. By the time they got to me, well, there was nobody left to stand up. We have Jim Hoff, the head of Gateway Pundit, who's done, for any print publication, the best job, exposing the inside job that was January 6th, and his research and his team's research and their tireless dedication to this, which I appreciate because they've helped keep my ass out of the gulag and many others, and they're fighting for those that are in the gulags, has been used as the blueprint of research for so many. And now Tucker Carlson, who's for a national talk show host, done the best job of exposing January 6th as an inside job, I knew was doing a big in-depth investigation. Some of his crew was his producer, his main producers was here last week. I'll just leave it at that. It's with us at the office. But now it can be discussed because it's in the news. Exclusive from Axios. McCarthy gives Tucker Carlson access to trove of January 6th riot footage. And Tucker Carlson's people are inside the Capitol 24 hours a day, pouring over the 40-plus thousand hours of footage, a true Herculean, Aegean stable effort. And I'm told in the coming weeks and months, you're going to see bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. I can also tell you from sources inside the Proud Boys trial that's ongoing, they've now entered the fifth week of that, that they're covering up the feds that actually ran the attack and led the attack, and that the federal informants admit that the Proud Boys and as well as the Oath Keepers were not planning to attack. The judge is openly keeping those informants from being able to testify to the truth, and no one is reporting on it other than InfoWars and Gateway Pundit, and soon Tucker Carlson will blow the thing wide open. CIA operatives with sex operatives infiltrating Proud Boys, planning capital attack documents on them. This has all been confirmed. So, CIA. And years ago, I'd tell you that. You say, oh, yeah, right. Now it's like, well, yeah, they run the censorship. They're everywhere. Yeah. CIA is not something special. It's like saying, well, I drove down the highway and saw a Walmart. Or I drove down the highway and I saw a buzzard flying around. Or I drove down the highway and I saw an 18-wheeler. I drove down the highway and I saw a Burger King. The CIA is a giant organization, one of 16 intelligence agencies. It's the biggest and most corrupt. And all it is a giant interface for woke terrorists to attack this country and everything decent and good. But they ran the whole attack. No doubt we're working with elements of the Secret Service to try to set up Trump and myself. And the Secret Service tried to get me to the head of the line and to lead the march. Thank God I was confused and just my instinct told me wait 20, 30 minutes and try to find out what was going on. Because how was I supposed to lead hundreds of thousands of people with no police escort? I was like, this just feels bad. Let's wait here. Let's see what Trump's going to do. And thank God I wasn't there when they first breached, or I'd be in a gulag right now like 800 other people. But this is just incredible. That is coming up. Now, I haven't talked a lot about it the last few months because it's been waiting under the surface, but now it's coming to a head. You're going to get all the exclusive information. As I can tell you, what you're going to get from Tucker with video evidence from the Capitol is what Jim Hoft, who is the MVP with his crew of exposing this. So that's coming up bottom of the next hour in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. I also intend to open the phones up on January 6th if you were there and if what you think of this incredible information. And also Biden going to Ukraine, the new defense minister in Ukraine calling for an invasion of Russia and the occupying of Red Square with Ukrainian tanks. That's a quote. So this is escalating extremely quickly. And so much more here today. The UN official treaty is now out to set up a UN-run program over all major healthcare systems in the world and over your body. A bunch of key smart city news. The British government and British intelligence involved in trying to ban classical literature. They are really jumping the shark here, ladies and gentlemen, but it's actually happening. Living to ban and restrict and rewrite William Shakespeare, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, novels, and so much more. There's also some amazing footage that I saw yesterday, and I've seen even more incredible footage now. It's a national news story. Very close to where my parents live. I know this because my 18-year-old daughter really loves my parents, so she lives with them. They've got a bigger house than I do. So she lives with them, and she saw it happening. She called me this morning. They blocked off probably 2 miles of South Lamar, one of the main thoroughfares in Austin that runs through the middle of the city, and they had drag racing and cars crashing and police being injured and police being chased off, total lawlessness in the streets of Austin, Texas. Less than a mile from where my parents live. You have fires in the streets, robberies, assaults, just fireworks and powerful mortars being shot at police. And a city councilwoman saw this happening, people being caught on fire, just total bedlam. Again, police cars being attacked, overturned. It just went on and on. And it took the city councilwoman more than 30 minutes, 35 minutes to get 911 to answer, and they said, we can't help you. So when I talk about what Austin, Texas is like now, it's like Philadelphia, it's like Chicago in many areas. And if you shoot somebody trying to carjack you, the district attorney, who is an admitted communist put in by George Soros, will indict you, no matter how innocent you are. And the same is for the judge that found me guilty in the Sandy Hook kangaroo garbage and then told a jury that I was guilty. She literally is an anti-George Soros-funded creature. So this is what it's like living with these folks. People say, well, why don't you leave Austin? All our infrastructure's here. I don't have the money to set up an infrastructure like this. My crew lives here. But, yes, we live in a city unrecognizable for what it was. And when I say they closed off miles of streets, reportedly, by the time this ended after several hours, it was backed up 4 or 5 miles in each direction. So imagine just running into something like this on a Friday night when you're trying to get home. That's exactly what happened to my 18-year-old daughter while this idiocy was going on. I mean, I'll say this is tame compared to the muggings and the shootings and the stabbings. Remember last year, two black teens that were like 17 and 18 just shot up a whole crowd of people in downtown Austin on South Lamar, where South Lamar crosses over by 6th Street. And they were out the next day. The district attorney released them because they were black. All right, we'll be right back. So much huge news. We'll go to Ukraine and the unbelievable spiraling out of control there, and so much more straight ahead on this live Monday broadcast. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's Monday, February 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to open the phones up at Interspersed News right through to the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to give the toll-free number out here in just a few minutes on the specific issue of World War III and what you think of Biden's trip over there while ignoring, well, not he's not ignoring, he's helping quarterback as the figurehead of the destruction of our republic. Here's the headlines. World War III watch. Ukraine's defense minister calls for invasion of Russia while British intelligence declares classical literature terrorism. These are not satire headlines. These are real. Biden turns up in Ukraine as disaster in Ohio rages. Kiev security chief vows to expel Russian troops from Ukraine's soil and dubs Putin's Hitler's twin. Escalation in Kiev. Security chief vows to invade Russia as Biden visits Ukraine, says they will capture Moscow. Hungary's Orban says Europe may end up sending troops to Ukraine. It's already happening. America last. Biden is in Ukraine. Trump is heading to Ohio. Strong reaction to secret Kiev trip. Biden Secretary of State Blinken announced $1.85 million in aid to Turkey following earthquake. Administration ignores East Palestine. Zelensky warns new evil axis of China and Russia could spark World War III as Xi backs bloodthirsty Putin. Blinken warns China against providing aid to Russia, says balloon surveillance must never occur again. Ukraine refugee girl finds San Francisco schools so violent she wants to go back. Large white balloon spotted northeast over Hawaii. Air traffic control confirms. Here's shots of it. It's exact same type as the last one. Shot down on the coast of South Carolina. So it goes on and on. That's odd. Air raid sirens sound off as Joe Biden and Zelensky walk through Kiev. Rage Against the War, Ron Paul, Tulsi Gabbard, and Jimmy Dore, Roger Waters for Peace, the big peace rally. Russia files for UN Nord Stream inquiry. EU will neither confirm nor deny speculations. That's just some of the news on that front. I want to open the phones up and get your take on that situation. And then this, because it's now ripe. It's now all coming out. They concluded their fake January 6th investigation where they sealed the file for at least 25 years a few months ago and are attempting to seal the 40-plus thousand hours. But now that McCarthy and the Republicans are in, McCarthy has reportedly made good on his promise, at least partially, to release the footage. He's doing what Elon Musk did, where he's giving it in tranches or in segments to Matt Taibbi. That's what Elon Musk is doing, and deciding who he exposes and when. Still hasn't released the Fauci files, as he promised months ago. But in the case of McCarthy, he's gone further. Not all the way, but I like it. Access the 40-plus thousand hours of footage to Tucker Carlson's producers. And he's got a big team, but not big enough. I mean, 100 people couldn't go through that properly, but I'm glad Tucker's on it. The thing to do is like WikiLeaks does, where they post the tens of thousands of documents online, then the public can crawl through them and find all the nuggets very, very quickly, like with Hunter Biden's laptop. McCarthy gives Tucker Carlson access to Trump January 6th riot tape. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has given Fox News Tucker Carlson exclusive access to 41,000 of those 42,000 hours of Capitol surveillance footage from the January 6th riot. McCarthy sources tell me Carlson TV producers were on Capitol Hill last night to begin digging through the trove, which includes multiple camera angles from all the Capitol grounds. Excerpts will begin airing in the coming weeks. Why it matters is it's an inside job, and that ties into this big report with Jim Hoft from the Gateway Pundit, the bottom of the next hour. 15 facts on the dozens of federal operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. This is a big deal. And that is coming up at the bottom of the next hour. But I want to give the toll-free number out on Biden's visit on January 6th and on this subject that I'm going to cover next and then to your calls. Now, we become accustomed, even myself, and I know a lot of you as well, to living in this tyranny. It's how we cope. We fight it. We resist it. We speak out against it. We try to build a better world to compete with it. And that's the big answer, is to build our own good, positive little microcosms that others can see and follow by example. We can follow their example when it's good. Competition. But I knew when they came out with Shazam over a decade ago, that app where you can hold up your phone at the mall and it would tell you in seconds what a song was. They could use that to then voice print somebody, not just a song, and then erase it off the web and off the cloud. Because things aren't really held on private servers anymore. They're held in the cloud. And now, indeed, they can go through and erase things across the web whenever they want. You re-upload it, they take it back down. Now, they aren't just doing this in the U.S. or the U.K. They're doing it all over the world. Private publishers and governments are going in and saying that book is improper. And the publishers are then having them rewritten to be politically correct. So that's what Stalin would do after he'd kill or imprison one of his former aides or generals, minions. They would just airbrush their photos out of the newspaper. And so every dystopic film, book, the famous Fahrenheit book that deals with this, Fahrenheit 451, Equilibrium, it's an excellent movie, with Christian Bale. They want ugliness. They want ugly architecture. They want you to give up. They want you to roll over. That's the plan. You see these movies, you read these books, you say, this is ridiculous, this never happened. This is what happens in authoritarian regimes. And now with AI and computers, they can do it so much easier, and they call themselves the liberals, the guardians of culture, the guardians of art, when they are outrageous criminals involved in crimes against humanity. British taxpayer-funded anti-extremist study finds Shakespeare, Orwell, Tolkien, key texts for white supremacists. British government's involved. UK's counterterrorism program says interest in great literature, a sign of far-right extremism. Lord of the Rings, George Orwell, Shakespeare. The list goes on and on. It's not satire. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is worse than burning books. This is rewriting them and stealing people's art and stealing their identities. And the left is a evil worldwide corporate dictatorship of transhumanists with a bunch of useful idiots following along with it, believing they're part of the winning team. No one on the face of this should go along with any of this garbage. Roland Dahl's book's rewritten to remove language deemed offensive. London Guardian. Oompa Loompas are trans. You can't call Violet mean or call the other girl fat. You can't call people mom and dad. What a sick cult, ladies and gentlemen. Absurd censorship. UK publisher slammed for making countless changes to Roland Dahl's books. He's internationally known for pinning children's classics as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach. I loved all those books. Fantastic Mr. Fox and many others. However, it looks like the new editions of his works have been altered. Critics have lashed out at the changes to the children's books by the British publisher, accusing it of distorting the context of the author's words. Well, they're not distorting it. They're lying to people and saying it's his work when it's not. You think he approved of this? Think he could have ever imagined something like this would be going on? More on this, and I'll give out the number when we come back. Stop the censors. Spread the link. Infowars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com. And you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Ben Garrison is the most prolific political cartoonist of our lifetime. He's hands down the most popular and the most truthful. And he put an image last week that's up on InfoWars.com that shows the well of knowledge in the center square of a Ivy League university with a big trans rainbow flag flying up in the background, and it shows the dean with a big urn of poison lies, woke lies, dumping into the well to kill the well of knowledge. And that's what the fuzzy math, 2 plus 2 equals 10, and all the rest of it's about. And now thousands of so-called independent school districts around the country don't have one student that can pass a reading, writing, or arithmetic test. That's right, there are thousands of schools where not one student in whole grades can pass. That's how you overturn a society, is you dumb people down. You don't teach them knowledge or business or life or morals. You teach them how to have a chip on their shoulder and be part of a different organization or group in the mob that the government controls. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Right here, this image says it all. Now, imagine British intelligence funding studies saying that Shakespeare, Tolkien, Orwell are bad. And the publishers immediately get in line and say, we'll rewrite everything. Did those authors say you could rewrite their books? Is it still that author's book? No. It's a fraud. And it's beyond book burning, and it's next level evil. British taxpayer-funded anti-extremist study finds Shakespeare, Orwell, Tolkien key texts for white supremacists. Several of the UK's most respected TV shows, movies, and works of literature have been included in a list of works that could potentially encourage far-right sympathy. See, anything that encourages is now going to be outlawed. Compiled by taxpayer-funded, government-led Prevent Counterterrorism Program. The Daily Mail reports the works of some of the world's greatest writers, including examples of the warning signs of potential extremists, include Shakespeare, Chaucer, Milton, Tennyson, Orwell, Huxley, Kipling, Edmund Burke. UK's counterterrorism program says interest in great literature a sign of far-right extremism. You're like, well, that'll never happen. Roald Dahl's books rewritten to remove language deemed offensive. And the Daily Mail loves it and thinks it's really good. Can't use the word ugly and beastly. Can't say ugly. Can't say fat. The Oompa Loompas are trans. It goes on from there. Absurd censorship. UK publisher slammed, frankly, countless changes to Roald Dahl's books. And it goes on from there. You got to read these changes. It's up on Infowars.com. Talk about turning over in your grave. Augustus Gloop from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory can't be fat, but gender neutral. Oompa Loompas aren't small. Small's bad, too. And even the BFG's gone PC. Woke publishing censors rewrite his classic books for new editions that remove all language snowflakes might find offensive. But it's not for the snowflakes. They're just the minions that go along with it. It's the establishment. It's the intelligence agencies. All of them being rewritten. And it's just the beginning. Beyond Fahrenheit 451, you don't burn books, you just rewrite them. But of course, books themselves were outlawed in that dystopic projection of Ray Bradbury. Here's a report on Infowars.com. Study finds people with higher cognitive ability care more about free speech than political correctness. We don't just care about it. We know political correctness is a cancer. Meanwhile, we're spending too much time on Don Lemon being backbenched, maybe even removed, for saying that the Republican female that's announced she's running is past her prime. See how this can be used against everybody? Nikki Haley. So that's just the beginning of all of this. They want to control every facet of your life, and they want everything that makes us strong, everything that makes us secure, everything that works to be destroyed. You can't go to CNN or the Washington Post any day without finding an article saying how wonderful it is for you and your wife to decide to start having other relationships, even though 95% of the time it breaks up the marriage. They're saying, especially if you have kids, go out and have an affair. Boy, they're really your friends, aren't they? Can a monogamous couple happily become non-monogamous? School district enlists Black Lives Matter force, called a force, to march the white kids out into the parking lot and teach them that they're bad. That's gang psychology, folks, driving them into submission. Parents outraged at their children told they must wear pride shirts to play at league halftime game. Woke AZ teacher slams anti-porn bill. It's actually an anti-child porn bill, which shows kids having sex with kids and adults. Says parents are not qualified to decide what their children learn. There's video of her saying that. trans female offended when asked if she has a penis after she brought it up. That's horrible. They're completely fine with talking to your children about their genitals, but you can't ask them. These are the people that have gone under the globalist mind control. This is the cult. Look at these people. It's a coincidence that this trans woman with trans partner has not one but two transgender kids. Of course not. And it goes on and on and on and on. Man goes into female locker room and sues woman who asked him to leave for being transphobic. Absolute target of our children by this cult. Two men arrested in Florida for human trafficking, a youth pastor and a foster parent, tied into the illegal aliens being brought in. Loudoun County School Board refuses to release internal report detailing the district's mishandling of sexual assaults by transsexual students in the bathrooms. Illinois governor, the trans cult leader, lashes out at Chicago police for hosting Governor DeSantis at a police event and admits he supports comic book porn in classrooms. It's not porn, it's child porn. Three small details in the photo of first Taliban-trained pilots could be damning for Biden. Wait till we get to that. Look at this. According to the 17-count indictment, the adoptive dads, who are LGBT activists, allegedly performed oral sex on both boys, forced the children to perform oral sex on them, and anally raped their sons. They were trying to sell them as sex slaves and shooting child porn with them. And I noticed when this was reposted on Twitter, the left was all in there saying it isn't real. Really not real? Daily Mail. Gay Atlanta couple charged with raping adopted sons who then pimped them out to other local pedophiles. Gay couple accused of raping multiple adopted children will face trial. Atlanta father charged with raping sons was accused of another sex crime 7 years ago with a child. Georgia couple charged with using their adopted children to make porn. Metro Atlanta couple charged with using adopted kids to make child porn. And this is something the left is defending and agreeing with. Let me give the toll-free number out. We'll start taking your calls next segment. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Let's do first-time callers, please. Give first-time callers a chance. And we're talking about January 6th information coming out, Tucker Carlson getting the footage. Hallelujah. You know, the deep state's scared. Biden in Ukraine, the whole World War III situation. Those are two giant topic areas that I would ask you to call in on those specifically. 877-789-2539. We don't censor your calls. We don't screen your calls. All we ask is you have a clean phone line and be ready to talk. This and so much more coming up today. And when we come back, we'll look at your brain on drugs in 87 versus 2003. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Burning going on all around us, and just how totalitarian the big corporations are that control the left. Now the nightmare is only going to get worse until we put our foot down and say no and recognize how truly tyrannical this is. We're talking about the slow, now accelerating slide into World War III and Biden visiting Ukraine and the defense minister calling for an invasion of Russia that would lead to a certain nuclear war. We're talking about the January 6th tapes being turned over to Tucker Carlson. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to, before I get to your calls, thank the listeners and viewers for their incredible support. The good news is we are not in the red right now. The bad news is we're barely in the black, treading water. I'd like to expand. I'd like to be able to go cover live events. I'd like to be able to spend more time on news and information instead of funding. So I'm not complaining. I'm very thankful. But we're right there hovering on the edge of the red. Plus, we have great products you need. So just commit to go get great products you need that will empower and enrich your life and those around you's lives if they take it. We have the great prebiotic that's back in stock that is just a super formula, one of the best prebiotics out there with all the concentrate of blueberries and cranberries and a bunch of other key stuff that really cleans out your guts and helps grow a very special type of amino acid in the gut, so good for your whole body, so good for your health, so good for your immune system, so good for your regularity. It's all there. Back in stock, prebiotic fiber, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for over a year. Also, Ultimate Bone Broth, not just with the great patented concentrated chicken broth, but with the turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. It's new and improved, tastes a lot better. People think it tastes great. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. The results you get for your joints and bones and overall body is next level. Also, you've heard the rave reviews of the CBD oil we got from a top company that lets us private label it, that sells it in clinics and stores for $160 retail, for about $110 discounted. We're selling it for $60-something dollars. Nobody has got this quality of CBD oil in 1,000 milligram, 25 milligram, and 10 milligram anywhere near this. So it's something everybody should be taking. It's so good for your body, so good for your nervous system. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, Nitric Boost. Dr. Mikovits looked at it and said this is the best formula she'd seen for known compounds to clean out your blood and to naturally thin it. And to counter the garbage that's out there bombarding us. So Nitric Boost is available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I told you about this latest meme. I think it says it all. It's an image of the egg in the frying pan from the 1980s anti-drug ad. This is your brain on drugs. Again, I'm narrating for radio listeners. In 1987, this is your brain on drugs. A frying pan with an egg in it, frying. In 2023, you can't afford the egg. The gas stove is being outlawed. The only thing you can get is the drugs. Bingo, ladies and gentlemen. Bingo. All right, without further ado, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Matt in New Jersey on the war buildup and the Biden visit to Ukraine. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Go ahead.
I think it's disgusting that he goes over to Ukraine and gives them probably a bunch more money, or he got a check. I don't know. Either way. I mean, how much longer are we going to poke Russia before they strike back at us? How much more money and ammo are we going to get so we don't have anything left?
Well, that's the name of the globalist game. Turn off our pipelines, blow up the pipeline into Germany, grab us all into total debt, send $200 billion. It's almost $200 billion. I think it's like $192 billion. As of last week, $192 billion. Another $100 billion has been sent by other countries, so that's $290 billion. And a lot of it's been laundered back out of the country. It's just incredible. What do you make of the new Ukrainian defense minister saying that they want to invade Russia and take over Moscow?
It's the start of World War III. I mean, Russia's got the long range missiles too, and they're gonna attack Ukraine from all ends. I can say it, and this is gonna escalate into World War III. It's horrible.
It is, brother. I appreciate your call. How do we stop? It's the question. Franklin in Virginia, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. I'm a first time caller. I'm just calling to hear your thoughts on how do you think China's positioning themselves. With the Ukraine-Russia conflict, the Chinese diplomat came to Moscow today. So how do you think China is going to position themselves?
Well, we know China's giving them weapons, though they've denied it. They're giving them raw material. Iran's sending them a lot of weapons. Israel's now been attacking with drones inside Iran. So this is how world wars start. You have different alliances that start clashing. Things escalate, and then you wake up, and you're in a giant world war. This time with nuclear weapons, so that's where I see it going, my friend.
But historically, Russia and China haven't been really allies, especially during the Cold War.
Well, that's right. They were competing forces in their communist evil. China wanted to control Southeast Asia with its brand of communism in other areas, and Russia was a competitor in the region. But this has only driven the two powerful blocks together, which is why, even from a geopolitical view, it's not a good idea. But our ruling class wants to launder money and wants to sell a lot of weapons and wants a political distraction. Where do you think it's going?
I do think that China and Russia are definitely going to form some sort of alliance, especially economically. But, you know, it's not good because, you know, we're kind of stretching out our resources here. I don't think we can fight a two-front war like how we did in the 40s.
I totally agree with you. And also, India historically has not been big buddies with China, but now they are. So they've been driven closer to China and Russia, who they have been historical friends with. Thank you so much, Franklin. Pro, or Fro, in Seattle. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I was just figuring it out that, you know, they said they're going to do a book banning and the words in the book. This is all leading up to banning the Bible. They want to get rid of everything else so then they can say, well, see, the Bible's the evil thing and what it has to say.
That's right. They set the precedent with all these other books, and then they say, see, now we got to ban the Bible. I totally agree with you.
Now,
Canada and Germany in places already arrest preachers that read verses out of the Bible that they say are, quote, homophobic.
Yeah, I listen to people like Boxing Body, who's not even in our nation anymore. He's in the African country, but he reads the Bible by the word of the Bible, not by his interpretation. They want to interpret the Bible, not the true word of Christ. And they have to do this in order to bring on the world order.
Well, I'm glad you raised the Bible, because I thought of that this morning when I was going to cover this before I went on air. They've already written thousands of different versions of it. The left's already tried to flood the zone with twisted interpretations and twisted versions of the Bible. So this is really nothing new.
Yeah, it's all perversions. It's perversions, deception of princes and principalities. The question I have is, when will the saints rise? When will we say enough's enough and take it back? We're trying to do it peacefully, but we will not be led to slaughter to the lions, in the, you know, to the guillotines. We will fight back.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. I mean, what happened is the Rockefellers and others started the ecumenical movement about 130 years ago. And so they've infiltrated the seminaries and taken over most of the churches, Protestant, Catholic, you name it. And then those that stay traditional, that are Protestant or Catholic, are now being listed as the number one terror threat by the FBI in this country and similarly in Europe. I mean, these are the bad guys, folks. British intelligence is coming out and saying William Shakespeare is bad. These are the bad guys. They're saying Orwell books are bad because it exposes them. They're the bad guys, folks. Rich in Tennessee. Rich, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's an honor. We go way back. I even remember you as a host on Coast. But at any rate, I just want to say that this is probably a good thing. These people are overplaying their hands, and everything they attack, they're going to hit on a certain group. And, you know, when all this shakes out, I mean, I think they're probably going to hit us with biological weapons and a war and destroying the economy. But when all this shakes out, none of these people that want to be at the top are going to be at the top. And we're going to start over with sovereign states again.
I agree. The minions of the New World Order have been set up by Satan.
Right, right. No doubt there's a lot of dark, evil things going on right now.
Can you believe how the mask is off and how they're just right out in the open pushing total censorship, pedophilia, open borders, the end of the family? I mean, why would anybody sign on to these people when you can see as soon as they get control, everything falls apart? Why do their minions follow it? Because it's a spiritual thing.
I can believe it, because they've got nothing to hide now. This is the last card they have to play. That's another indication we're at the end game here. They can't hide it anymore.
I agree. In the time we have left, Rich, do you think this Russia war is going to peter out? Biden says it's going to go on forever, basically. It looks like it's only going to get worse.
No, I think it's going to escalate. That's where we're headed. And it wouldn't surprise me if Russia finally got sick of being the beat-up boy all the time and, you know, maybe they'd even shoot a nuke at Washington.
I agree. Hour number two with Stu Peters, Jim Hopped, and more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In early 2020,